Last year's violent tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut put school safety at the forefront. So as the new school year begins, we're going to take a look at two different approaches to school safety here in Washington State. Joining us now is Snohomish County Executive John Lovick. John Lovick, thanks so much for being here.
David, it's good to be here. I hope you can hear me okay.
I can hear you great. Also on the line, Tim Garchow. He's superintendent of the Rainier School District in Thurston County. Thanks so much for being here, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with you, Tim, and ask what conversations you were having in the Rainier School District following Newtown about what you needed to do to try to improve school safety.
Well, several superintendents and law enforcement officials started getting together to take a look at our current protocols and to discuss what we could do to improve upon those. And the takeaway for me from those discussions was the fact that we need to find a way to decrease the amount of time from the initial recognition of a threat to giving staff that announcement to lock the school down. Once the announcement comes over a loudspeaker in any school in America to lock the school down, our staff are trained professionals. They know what to do. They follow their protocols based on their buildings, and they do everything they can to put barriers between our children and whatever threat is there. But we took a look at, with current technology, that process from the initial recognition of a threat to that announcement to lock the school down can take as much as 30 to 60 to 90 seconds, and that just wasn't acceptable to us.
And so you decided to come up with a program, an app called School Alert. How does it work?
Well, School Alert is a product of the Helix Group, which is a local business here in Tumwater, Washington. They've done a great job developing the software. It's a cloud-based server system that has an app. And what it does is it empowers school employees to initiate a school lockdown via a mobile phone or a tablet or even a desktop PC in a classroom. And what it does is once an employee recognizes a threat, they make a judgment call and they activate the system. So that reduces that time from 30 to 60 to 90 seconds to get the announcement out down to a matter of 3 to 5 seconds.
I feel like some of the apps I have on my phone take 30 seconds just to open. Is that a problem?
It hasn't been so far. Our school district has been the beta testing grounds for the Helix Group to develop this software over the summer, and it hasn't been an issue so far. But the app, once activated, it not only releases a pre-recorded message over the PA system alerting all staff that there's a need to lock down, but it also will integrate with existing door locks. For example, our schools have exterior electronic door locks, so it'll automatically lock the doors. It initiates communication with 911. And then the real piece here that we see as a benefit, second to the speed with which it can institute a lockdown, is there's one data collection point that all the information goes through. And so the incident commander, be that a 911 dispatch operator or the first law enforcement on the scene or a school administrator, has the ability to request check-ins. So now we're 20 seconds into a lockdown, and we know where all the good guys are hiding and how many kids are in each room. And only the incident commander and law enforcement can see that. So if a bad guy gets a hold of a teacher's phone, they aren't going to have that information. But they can also request status updates. The incident commander can take over control of the electronic door locks and the video camera system. So in theory, for a remote school or for any school for that matter, as the first officer is rushing in their vehicle towards the school and we're 15, 20 seconds into a lockdown, an incident commander or a 911 dispatch operator has the potential to be telling them with live video where the threat is, which entrance in the school to go to. They can unlock the door when the officer arrives so they don't have to try and locate a key or somebody else to let them into the building. It puts all of that live data together at a level that we have not been able to provide law enforcement as they're responding to an emergency.
All right. Tim Garchow is superintendent of the Rainier School District in Thurston County. We're talking about how schools in our state have dealt with school safety following the Newtown, Connecticut school shootings. And I want to ask in a minute how much this is really a factor, how much violence there really is in the schools. But also with us is Snohomish County Executive John Lovick. John Lovick, in Snohomish County, you came up with a different approach. What are you trying there?
You know, what we did, first of all, I really want to praise the superintendent. I think that is great. I've actually heard of that program, and it's something that's actually going to grow in our community. But right after Newtown, there were a lot of conversations at the time. I was sheriff of Snohomish County, and there were a lot of conversations about, you know, putting police officers on campus, giving guns to teachers. And we decided that we would take some resources from other areas, and we would put these were trained deputies, school resource officers in schools. We don't have as many as we wanted, but we put, I think it's 5 deputies and a sergeant, and we basically went out to the schools to do basically kind of a small version of what the superintendent was talking about, but do an assessment of all of the schools and really get to know those schools, get to know those school students, let them know that we are there. We can't be in every school all the time, but be a different resource for those kids so that, you know, if there's a gang issue, if there are issues coming up, kids have a trained officer and a friend that they can go to and talk to. And I just want to say this, and I think we all know this, none of us, nothing we do will ever guarantee your safety. We just can't guarantee your safety, but I can guarantee you this, we can do everything we can to make students and teachers feel safe in those schools. And I say this all the time, David. I tell people that if we can't do everything we can to protect children and keep children safe and to keep teachers safe, I don't know that there's anything else that we can do that's going to make a difference in this world if we can't keep our kids safe in school. So I want to praise the superintendent and say that we're also very, very pleased with what we are doing with school resource officers on campuses in Snohomish County.
And Newtown was a terrible tragedy, but how much of a problem really is school violence, or has school violence been in Snohomish County?
You know, it really has not been a problem, but what we decided to do was we were going to get out in front of things. We heard the big conversation. There are those things that you don't know about, but what we know is that where we have in the cities like Mill Creek and in Linwood, where they have a school resource officer, you can't measure everything. If nothing is happening because the officer maybe stopped a problem or he was able to engage with a young person, we can't come out and say we stopped 12 fights in the classroom. We did these things because we are there and we're dealing with them. It's not a big problem, but we don't want it to be a problem. We want that campus to be a safe learning environment, and that's the number one goal for us.
Last question, what does it cost?
What we did was we put, are you talking to me or are you talking to the superintendent?
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm talking to you, Snohomish County Executive John Lovick.
The cost of salaries for 5 deputies and equipment. So I would say that we're probably under $500,000, but I can tell you this. To me, when I was sheriff and now as county executive, that's money well spent because, you know, what's the cost of safety for anyone? We want a safe learning environment. We want to protect the most precious resources we have. Those are our students and our teachers in those schools.
All right, John Lovick, thanks so much for taking the time. He's Snohomish County Executive. Still with us is Tim Garchow of Rainier Valley School District. I've only got about 30 seconds left, but I'm just wondering why you didn't go that route of putting police officers in the Rainier Valley School District.
Well, I definitely applaud what they are doing up in Snohomish County. Empowering 100% of our staff to make that judgment call to keep kids safe is a lot like having 50 lifeguards standing around a pool instead of one.
Got it. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time. Tim Garchow is superintendent of the Rainier Valley School District, telling us about a new school alert app that they're using to help keep kids safe. For the record, I'm David Hyde.